proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. We continue with our series about the Trinity as displayed in the Old Testament. In this section, we look at God the Father and His role. Many Old Testament references to God denoted the first person of the triune Godhead. God the Father played a prominent role in the Bible, especially in connection with the creation and sustenance of the universe. The book of Genesis began with the affirmation, quote, God created the heavens and the earth, unquote. That statement possesses profound implications. It indicated that, according to the Bible, creation did not evolve from simpler forms to its present state, nor did a catastrophic occurrence, such as a Big Bang, result in the formation of the earth. According to the first chapter of the book of Genesis, God created all things by speaking them into existence. We read, for example, that, quote, God said, let there be light, and there was light, unquote. He simply commanded something to come into existence, and it came into existence. Elsewhere in the Old Testament, God the Father put himself forth as creator. He told the Jews of Isaiah's day that he, quote, created the heavens and stretched them out. He that spreadeth forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, unquote. God described himself to Amos' contemporaries as, quote, he that formeth the mountains and createth the wind, unquote, as well as the God who, quote, maketh the morning darkness, unquote. Various Old Testament authors also made a distinction between God the Father and His creation. In Psalm 104, for instance, the writer of that chapter informed his audience about how God established the foundations of the earth and set the moon and sun in place. He added to this his own paean of praise, quote, O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches, unquote. God the Father also upholds every facet of creation. Psalm 130 confirmed that, quote, whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven, and in earth, in the seas, and all deep places, unquote. When God made his covenant with Noah, as recorded in Genesis chapter 8, he promised that patriarch that, quote, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease, unquote. Even if mankind would revolt against God in the future, God promised that he would continue to regulate times and seasons on earth. As the writer of Psalm 36 put it, quote, O Lord, thou preservest man and beast, unquote. In the 38th chapter of the book of Job, God asked that protagonist a number of pointed questions. These related to control over natural phenomena. God inquired of Job, quote, who shut up the sea with doors when it break forth, as if it had issued out of the womb, unquote. Quote, knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof in the earth, unquote. Quote, canst thou send lightnings that they may go and say unto thee, here we are? Unquote. The expected response, of course, should be this. God and God alone controls the operation of these phenomena. God the Father played prominent roles in areas other than creating and sustaining the universe. In our next lesson, we'll look at God the Father's relationship with the Jewish nation and Jewish people. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.